came to speak today about an issue with an employee at the Brazos County Health Department that I feel like is unprofessional and possibly discriminatory. And as far as like the unprofessional behavior, has yelled at people, homeowners and business owners, and he also is not good with community relations, I guess you would say. I first encountered him because he was sending out some letters to homeowners for issues that are, we would probably consider, minor infractions. A lot of times things that were already corrected before he would get the letters out. I asked him if he would just give us a call. You know, a lot of times it could be answered over the phone. There's no need to send a homeowner a letter threatening court and fines. He informed me that it's not his job to call us. It is his job to issue notices of violations. I've been in multiple times to complain to his supervisors about the way he talks to homeowners and us in the business, professionals in the septic business, and he just retaliates every time that I try to speak to his supervisor or the director of the health department. My last conversation with them, his supervisor, Don Plitt, was in the room. The director, Ken Bost, was in the room, and Mr. called me a bully and stomped out of the room. So it's not not professional at all in the way he acts. He's filed multiple criminal charges on those of us in the on-site industry for infractions that, if they are true, are actually a civil case. I've confirmed this with TCQ. He has intimidated a homeowner to the point where she got rid of her home for reasons I do not understand. We came in after the point that he did that, and she now lives in a storage building on her property. The system that was in question, he said that she had multiple homes on a property. The entire subdivision has multiple homes on one property. And he told her that her system was grossly malfunctioning. It was not. It would have passed inspections, was currently under a maintenance contract, and was passing quarterly inspections for the last 3 years. He's not willing to work with us at all. If we try to approach him on something, it's basically his way or the highway. And if you don't follow his rules, he will try to maneuver the situation, bring up subjects, bring up things that do not apply to that situation. I've had to go over his head several times, and so have multiple other installers and maintenance providers. He is currently stalling a commercial ATC, authorization to construct of mine, and every time I resubmit it, he finds one or two small things wrong that will delay it another 30 days. The business owner in question in South College Station has not gotten overly upset about this. However, I am getting upset over this because I believe this is a personal jab at me. Back last May, after I went in to complain to his supervisor once again about something, he sent out letters to only my customers. I have copies of them all, letting them know that we basically were not doing the service on his septic, on their septic systems. And this was Memorial Day weekend. These customers were extremely upset with the health department. They made phone calls, they made emails, and some went in person to complain about this. I did pull the open records and found out that it was only my customers that were targeted for this. And when he sent these out, then he went on vacation for a week. So my customers were not upset with me. They defended me. They went in and talked to Don personally. They sent emails. They sent me emails. They texted me. They called me. They were not upset with us. They knew we had been out there. Mr. did that in retaliation for me complaining about him. I am slightly upset with the fact that right now he is deciding to ask customers of mine and possibly some of the others, although I don't have documented proof on those cases, to provide materials for ATCs, authorizations to construct, that are actually not required. He's refusing to release these ATCs until we provide him with floor plans and other items like separating soil at sink, calculations and stuff like that. None of that's required by TCEQ. None of it's required by local orders. As a matter of fact, nowhere in the state is it required that you separate that kind of stuff. But in my case, he's refusing to issue the ATC based on this. I also question the fact that Mr. works for the Brazos County Health Department. I'm not a lawyer, but I do have proof that he is a convicted felon under some of our codes that we practice under. I believe it makes him ineligible to hold the license that he holds and also to be considered a peace officer. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what they classify themselves at. So I don't think he can actually hold the job that he's holding. Like I said, these are some of my concerns. Other installers, maintenance providers have had similar difficulties. They're not willing to come forward. They will talk to you on the phone, but they don't want to like come to a venue such as this because of retaliation and what they see. He's already gone after some of them. Like I said, he's filed charges. I'm sure in some cases they're true. In my particular case, it's actually not. He did file one charge on my company that was not true. It was a repair. It was actually the lady that lost her house. We went in several months after she lost it to do the repairs that they were requiring her to do to the septic system. He said that I did not turn in an application. I did turn it in person to Don Plitt. It was lost. I know I turned it in to Don Plitt because the day that I handed it to him, I was in there asking expressly what he was requiring her to do because, like I said, she wasn't failing. It was just they were requiring it. Don was getting a new door cut into his office in the back room. I helped the two guys in there hold the plastic up so that they could tape it. So I know for a fact I turned it in. Don has since told someone that, yeah, it's possible they lost it. They have also since then lost another set of documents of mine for a second customer. Like I said, these are my concerns. I know that other installers and maintenance providers have had several. We would just like to ask that it be investigated and something looked into.
Have you had the opportunity to talk with the board, the actual board of the FBI?
I have not. Not being familiar with the procedures, I have contacted. First, I went to Don. Then I went to Ken. That meeting was the one that resulted in him calling me a bully. After that, I contacted your office and Mr. Ballard, got back with me, the county attorney, and we were set to have a meeting on a Friday. Mr. Ballard met with Mr. Don on that Monday, and on that Wednesday is when Mr. went and filed on my business. So, and then after then, I've tried multiple times to have multiple meetings, constantly get either ignored or shifted to a different direction, and it was suggested that I approach you.